Good morning. Good morning. Well, I wanted to point out something that we just found that we're kind of going along with what we're going to be talking about today. Let's see. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain. This will kind of go along with what we're going to be talking about, like Esther. She asked for courage, and she knew it, what she was going to do, it might cause some pain. Alright, in chapter 3, Gawain had talked about how Haman was upset that Mordecai, who would not bow down or pay homage to Haman, the king, the next in line of the king. So the decree was written to kill all the Jews in one day, including the women, children, and men. This kind of makes you think, wow, what hatred he had and how much prideful he was. Alright, let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the mercy you continue to provide to us. Father, we ask that our ears be open. We ask that our hearts and our minds will be able to understand, that we can be able to hear and put into practice the things that we were taught this day. Father, we ask that you be with your brothers and sisters throughout this world as they gather also in their different ways to be able to fellowship with one another. That those don't have fellowship, that they may be able to fellowship with you. Father, we ask these things in your sweet and precious name, we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. Alright, in chapter 4 of Esther, but Mordecai have received what was done, rent his garments, and put on sackcloth, and sprinkled dust upon himself. And having rushed forth through the open streets of a city, and cried with a loud voice, a nation that has done no wrong is going to be destroyed. And he came to the king's gate and stood, for it was not lawful for him to enter into the palace, wearing sackcloth and ashes. And in every province there the letter was published. There was crying and lamentation and great mourning on the part of the Jews. They spread for themselves sackcloth and ashes. And when the queen's maiden and chamberlain went in and told her that when she had heard that was done, it was disturbed. And she sent to clothe Mordecai and take away his sackcloth. But he consisted not. So Esther called for her chamberlain, Atarasus, who waited upon her, and she sent to learn the truth from Mordecai. And Mordecai showed him what was done, and the promise which Haman had made the king of 10,000 talents to be paid into the treasury, that he might destroy the Jews. And he gave him a copy of the writings that was published in Susa concerning these destructions to show to Esther, and told him to charge her to go in and entreat the king, and to beg him for the people, remembering, saying, he nursed by thy hand, because Haman, who hold the next place of a king, who spoke against us for death. Do thou call upon the Lord and speak to the king concerning us and deliver us from death. So Artaxerxes went in and told her all these words, and Esther and Artaxerxes go to Mordecai and say, all the nations of an empire know that whoever, man or woman, shall go in to the king into the inner court uncalled, that person cannot live. Only to whomever the king shall stretch out his golden scepter, he shall live. And I have not been called in to go into Bikini for these 30 days. And Aratus spoke, reported to Mardochus all the words of Esther. Then Mardochus said to Aratus, "Go and say to her, Esther, say not to thyself that thou alone wilt escape in the kingdom more than all the other Jews. For if thou shalt refuse to hearken on this occasion, help and protect will be to the Jews from another quarter. But thou that they, the father's house, will perish. And who knows if thou hast been made queen for this very occasion?" And Esther sent the man that came to her to Mardochus, saying, "Go and assemble the Jews that are in Susa, and fast for me, and eat not and drink not for 3 days, night and day. And I also and my maidens will fast. And then I will go into the king contrary to the law, even if I die." So Mardochus went and did all that Esther had commanded him. That took some courage. She's sitting here and she's telling Mardochus to say, "Go and tell the others to fast and pray for me, because what I'm going to do could lead me to die. I could die doing this." And so she had to stand up and say, "Okay, I'm going to have to do this." And it took courage for her to do that. It took her to be able to walk out. I'm going to pause here for a little bit. And in Psalms 31:24, it says here, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen you, strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord." So she is going to be asking for the Lord to help. And so she's asking to be able to strengthen in her heart to be able to go forward and do this. Okay, in the Septuagint, actually, that is the prayer of Mardochus and also the prayer of Esther. So I'm going to go ahead and go into this. This is the prayer that they had spoke. "And he besought the Lord, making mention of all the works of the Lord. And he said, Lord God, King, ruler over all, for all things are in the power, and there is no one that shall oppose thee in thy purpose to save Israel. For thou hast made the heavens and the earth and every wonderful thing in the world under heaven. And thou art Lord of all, and there is no one who shall resist thee, the Lord. Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest, Lord, that it is not in insolence and haughtiness, nor love of glory, that I have done this to refuse obedience to the haughty." Amen. Haughty. Prideful. Amen. Amen was wanting him to be able to bow. He was very prideful. "For I would gladly have kissed the soles of his feet for the safety of Israel, that I have done this, that I might not set the glory of men above the glory of God. And I will not worship anyone except thee, my Lord, and I will not do thee things in haughtiness. And now, O Lord God, the God of Abraham, spare the people, for our enemies are looking upon us to our destruction, and to have desire to destroy thy ancient inheritance. Do not overlook thy peculiar people, whom thou hast redeemed for thyself out of the land of Egypt. Hearken to my prayer, and be proportioned to thy inheritance, and turn our mourning into gladness, that we may live and sing praises to thy name, O Lord. And do not utterly destroy the mouth of them that praise thee, O Lord." And all Israel cried with all their might, for their death was before their eyes. And Queen Esther betook herself, for refuge to the Lord, being taken as it were in the agony of death, and having taken off her glorious apparel, she put on garments of distress and mourning. And instead of grand perfume, she filled her head with ashes and dung, and her greatly brought down her body. And she filled every place of her glad adorned with the torn curtain of her hair. And she besought the Lord God of Israel and said, O Lord, thou alone art our king. Help me who am destitute and have no helper but thee. For my danger is near at hand. I have heard from the birth in the tribe of my kinsmen that thou, Lord, tookest Israel out of all the nations and our fathers out of all their kindreds for perpetual inheritance, and hast wronged for them all that thou hast said. And now we have sinned before thee, and thou hast delivered us unto the hands of our enemies, because we honored their gods. Thou art righteous, O Lord. But now they have not been content with our bitterness of our slavery, but have laid their hands on the hands of our idols, in order to abolish the decree of our mouth, and utter to destroy thy inheritance, and to stop the mouth of them that praise thee, and to extinguish the glory of thy house and thy altar, and to open the mouth of the Gentiles to speak the praise of vanity, and in order that a mortal king should be admired for them forever. O Lord, do not arise thou scepter to them that are not, and let them not laugh at our fall, but turn their counsel against themselves, and make an example of him who has begun to injure us. Remember us, O Lord, manifest thyself in the time of our affliction, and encourage me, O Lord my God, the ruler of all dominion. Put harmonious speech into my mouth, therefore, before the lion, and turn his heart to the hate him that fights against us, to the utter destruction of him and to them that insist with him. But deliver us by thy hand, and help me who am destitute, and have none but thee, O Lord. Thou knowest all things. Know that I hate the glory of transgressors, and that I abhor the couch of uncircumcised and of every stranger. Thou knowest my necessity, for I abhor the symbol of my proud station, which is upon my head in the days of my splendor. I abhor it as a minstrel cloth, and I wear it not in the days of my tranquility. And thy handmaid has not eaten at the table of Ammon, and I have not honored the banquet of a king, neither have I drank wine of liberation. Neither has my handmaid rejoiced since the day of my promotion until now, except in thee, O Lord God of Abraham, O God who has power over all. Hearken to the voice of a desperate, and deliver us from the hands of them that devise mischief, and deliver me from my fear. All right. So we learn in this that Queen Esther was asked Mardochius to go and tell the others to pray and fast, that she may have courage to enter into the inner chambers, even though this could lead her to die if the king did not place the golden scepter on her, and that which would allow her to be able to come in. What did Queen Esther ask? Well, I already answered that. What did Queen Esther do to prepare to talk to the king Artaxerxes? What did she do to prepare for her fasting and put on? She took off her glorious apparel. She took off her crown. She put on sackcloth. And then she did not adorn her hair with perfume. but she ended up putting it with ashes and dung. She tried to lower herself down from the station she was at. She was at a glorious station being a queen, and she wanted to humble herself and ask for courage and strength and for him to put harmonious speech in her mouth, so when she goes in front of the king, that she may find favor in him, that he may be able to allow her to live. Dwayne had to ask you young boys to look up things about pride. Do we have, we'll just go ahead and, since I'm not sure everyone's names, we're just going to start from here.
Thank you.
Did you find yours? What is repeated over and over that we should take caution from? What is pride lead to? It leads to destruction, right? And it says it's not from him. It was from the one who was sent to the world. The one who roamed in the world. I was going to have you look up courage. Find verses that are upon courage. We'll go ahead and dismiss.